reached the end of the 2021 legislative session. Senator, for you, I would think, if not one of your top priorities, your top now on its way to the governor, and that's was known as Senate Bill 63, the PDMP bill.
Yes, I couldn't be more pleased. That is a win for all the people that have worked on this important policy for the last decade. I've been on it 9 years, but people were working on it before me. Certainly very much bipartisan support. And we had the entire medical community backing us, fighting with us all these years. Most importantly, parents who have lost their children. It's just really been a labor of love. And I'm just thankful that God's allowed me to be their voice and to speak up in the Missouri legislature and talk about addiction and talk about the stigma of addiction and mental illness. And so it's been just an incredible experience to be able to get that to the governor's desk this year, but then also just to be a mouthpiece for something that is so important. I know that it's what God wants me doing.
Looking ahead, what does this mean to have this PDMP in place?
You know, it allows our medical professionals to see their patients' narcotic history, and it's that simple. We've had electronic medical records for years. This is just a tool in the toolbox. It's certainly not a silver bullet. However, it's the cornerstone. Anytime you can get more information about a patient, then you can make better decisions for that patient. And with that comes better outcomes. And so that's certainly the case with addiction as well.
Another of your priorities this year is one that relates to foster care.
I was honored to be able to work on the foster care bills that made it to the governor's desk early this year and have been signed into law. Another bipartisan package of policy that's just really meant to help Missourians and to help Missouri families and those with everyday struggles. We have over 6,000 children a year put into the foster care program from substance abuse home. It's incredibly important to me that we have faster avenues for these children to have permanent placement and it to be put into loving families, because I know firsthand that these babies see a lot of things and a lot of things that take some years to overcome. And so to be put with a loving family, a permanent family, is certainly something that we really need to work on as a state to make sure that that's a priority here on out.
Standard course or standard fare to see some of the big items take all the way to the very end. One of those for you was House Bill 85, the Second Amendment Preservation Act.
Yes, I am so excited. And you know, I've talked about that every week. It's been incredibly important to me. I'm big on Second Amendment. I'm big on being able to defend ourselves. I'm not going to allow that to be taken away from me, and I'm not going to allow it to be taken away from my neighbors either. And having that pass is just incredibly important in today's environment. That is a constitutional right. That is not a right that gets changed depending on what administration has the White House. As Missourians, we have put this forward saying that, you know, you're not going to come into Missouri and do anything to us. I'm incredibly pleased with it, very hopeful that the governor will sign it, and we will have that into law just as a backstop, as another protection for us. It's been a great year, and I'm very excited that that did take up until the second to the last day, but we got it over the line.